All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
The new cleanup hitter, Alex Verdugo, and that's what he does. He cleans up.
It was close.
Deep fly ball, center field. Perkins back, track, wall. See ya. Driven out to right field and deep. Going back to Rio, turning, looking, see ya. The Bronx Bombers here in Milwaukee.
It was April 27th, and it was game two of a three-game set between the Yankees and the Brewers. Change in the lineup tonight, Alex Verdugo was the new cleanup hitter, and it took exactly one pitch for him to clean up. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Good night to be a Yankees fan who likes offense. Yankees went off for 15 runs tonight. Joining me tonight, my co-host from another coast, Terrence Kim, back with us from L.A. to break down a one-sided Yankees win. TK, after two tough losses, this one feels pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Way to respond. I don't think they've really had an offensive breakout like that this year so far, so that was really definitely good to see, especially with a bunch of different guys in the lineup struggling in the last couple games here. So nice to see some guys break out of it for sure. And always nice to, for, you know, just to put it simply, beat the shit out of a team every once in a while. You know what
As
I mean?
As Eminem would call it, a good old fashioned passionate ass whooping. And the Brewers got their shoes, coat, and their hat token. All right, let's go to the highlights real quick. Got a new highlight screen tonight. So new lineup. TK, Alex Verdugo was in the cleanup spot. He smoked a three-run home run in the top of the first inning. Slider kind of went down and got it, bent in the knees, and he knew it instantaneously. Only 389 feet, 100.8 miles an hour off the bat, and no doubt, 25-degree launch angle and a max height of 68 feet. So Carlos Rodon, tremendous tonight. He gave up an early home run, but then he settled in, had the slider working. TK, what'd you see?
With Rodon, it was really interesting because that first inning, he gave up the first out of the game. It was actually a pretty nice play by Verdugo and left, but that ball was like smoked. And then there was a pop-up, a fly ball out in the outfield where that was hit really hard. It just missed the barrel, and then the home run. So me in the first inning, I'm thinking like, man, is he about to get just tattooed this outing? But he settled in really nicely after that. Not even rough first inning, but I guess rough-ish, just a bunch of loud outs that inning. So he settled in pretty nicely for the rest of the game, had the slider working, as you guys see right there. I mean, that pitch was really, really working for him. And when Rodon, the reason that pitch works for him so well is his fastball and the slider, they tunnel so well together. They have like the exact same release point. So when it comes out of the hand as a hitter, you really don't know what's coming. You got to identify that pitch really quickly, and he was able to dot it. So that's good to see. And the Verdugo home run, yeah, that was pretty nice. Judge golfing that one out of there. He's got some pretty sick power. I know everyone was worried about Judge. I will fully admit they showed a graphic today where they were showing his numbers compared to last year versus this year with middle pitches. And I kid you not, last year he had like over 500 average on it, and this year it was like 200. So yeah, not what you want to see. It's starting to have the toe situation creep in maybe. You're like, is that bothering him? But you know what? I think he's going to come around. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, a couple of hits tonight. Big home run. He's got five home runs. He's got the OPS up to 718. We can actually take a look at Aaron Judge's stats, actually, if you want. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. You know, he's hitting 190, five home runs, 15 ribbies, 718. I got OBP. It's actually OPS. Let me fix that real quick. But you're seeing the power occasionally. Not as, you know, routinely as we've seen in years past, but, you know, he's Judge. He'll come around. I feel 100% confident that, you know, our guy will be back to mashing baseballs in short order. No doubt. All right. So let's go ahead and kind of walk through as the chat is filling up. We've got about 450 in here.
Let's get it going.
Reminder, subscribe to the channel if you're new. It's free. That way you'll never miss a recap, even if you miss a game once in a while. And let's get to the key takeaways. So first thing we got to go back and take a look at is the Alex Verdugo home run in the first inning. Absolutely smoked. First pitch that he ever saw as the Yankees cleanup hitter.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Three-run shot. 88-mile-an-hour slider down in the zone, and he just scoops it. 2 days in a row with a home run. Got the OPS over 800.
He's on fire.
TK, he's obviously not going to hit a home run every day, but he's been swinging a hot bat. What are your thoughts on leaving him in the cleanup spot for a while?
Well, they're 1-0 with him in the cleanup spot, so roll it out tomorrow, too. I'm into it. He used to – are they playing tomorrow, or do they have the day off traveling?
Yeah. No, they're playing tomorrow. Yep.
Playing tomorrow. But yeah, he used to hit cleanup with Boston quite a bit, if I remember correctly, when they would come into Yankee Stadium or go over to Fenway. I'm into it. I'm one of those people. I don't really like Rizzo in the cleanup spot. I feel like Rizzo's sort of aged out of that role. He's still a good player, still a serviceable player, and he obviously hit a home run tonight. But sometimes I feel like the power is just maybe just a smidge underneath of where he was a few years back. So I like to drop him a little bit in the lineup. So having Verdugo there to fill that role and another lefty bat, I'm into it. I like it. He has like a perfect short porch swing for Yankee Stadium as well. So I'm a fan. I really am. And I think they're going to keep rolling with it. And, you know, he's hot. If he keeps hitting, yeah, keep going with it.
Another crooked number in the third inning. Obviously, Gleyber Torres has been struggling, but he hit a hard line drive double into the right field gap to score all three runs with the bases loaded. Only his third extra base hit of the season. Third, fourth, and fifth RBIs of the season. He had three hits tonight. One of them was off a position player, so we can decide if we want to count that. But here it is. It's a fastball right down the middle. He just drops the barrel on it. And you knew, by the way, it was split in that outfield, that everybody was coming around to score. I feel like he definitely needed that. I feel like he's at his best when he's going to right field. TK, what are your thoughts on Gleyber?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He definitely maybe some confidence lacking coming into this game, struggling, contract year. You wonder if that's starting to creep into the mind a little bit, thinking about his bag, if you will, that he should be getting in the offseason. Most likely not with the Yankees, though. But, yeah, he's always been a right center gap kind of guy. He has a little bit of his swing path is sort of tailored that way. And every time we see Gleyber Torres struggle, he's trying to pull everything all the time, trying to pull outside pitches, low and outside pitches, trying to pull it to left field. You got to go with those pitches. And when he's just kind of depositing them over in right center, that's just, you know, keep the carousel going on the base pass. That's really what you got to do there. So, he hasn't hit any home runs though, so far this year, which it's been over 100 at bats, I think, at this point. Like, yeah, you know, it's definitely, you kind of wonder what's going on there. Just to be clear, we're never going to see 38 home run Gleyber Torres ever again. Those are juice baseballs. That's a whole different thing. But I thought that, what do we say the over under was at the beginning? We said 20, right?
For home runs? I thought it was 25.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah it was 20, 25. 25. Something like something. That. So, yeah, I think he could still do that. But the power numbers, I guess that is a little bit concerning. But again, May 1st is Wednesday. So that's only 1 month of the season, you know, guys, long season. We'll see where he's at in July, say.
Yeah. So Oswaldo Cabrera, he's been cooling off a little bit. He picked up an RBI single in the top of the fifth inning, but showing signs of life. Top six, speaking of signs of life, Aaron Judge.
There it goes. See ya. It's another home run for Judge. All right. Here comes the Judge.
Kind of out in front of it. It was a slider. And he hits it out to dead center field. Two-run shot, home run number five. Just was able to use his leverage to barrel it up and get it out of the ballpark. Just a beautiful swing from AJ. I contend that Judge going to be just fine. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to be just fine. The track record is there. And that swing alone kind of proves it, because he really hit that on his front foot. It's one of those hunt fastball, just to off-speed kind of swing right there. And that's not a ball that has any business going out. It's just that because he's Aaron Judge and he's literally a monster, then it just, that ball kept carrying in the air there. So I think he's going to be just fine. Yeah, the start is definitely not ideal. I'm one of those people that definitely thinks the lack of spring training at bats has a lot to do with that. I just don't think he had enough spring training at bats to really get his timing down and get locked in. And that probably caused him to have a little bit of a slower start. But I think he's going to come around just fine. The only concern anybody should have about Aaron Judge is that toe bothering him? And is that why he's been struggling? And from every indication that the Yankees have given us, that Aaron Judge himself has given us, there's no reason to think that right now. So you just have to be patient. And maybe today was the game that just lets him break out and he kind of rides that wave and gets a little bit more confidence going. And he's back to being the Aaron Judge that we all know and love.
Yeah. Anthony Rizzo also went deep in the sixth inning. Nice swing from him.
There it goes! See ya! God, see ya!
89-mile-an-hour slider. Got too much of the plate. Finds the second row. Fourth of the season. Third home run in about a week, so he's heating up. That made it 11-1. After that, the Yankees started pulling regulars out, and the Brewers put in a position player to pitch. Giancarlo Stanton hit a three-run shot off of him in the ninth inning. We're not going to do a hype reel for home runs off of infielders, but it counts on the stats, but we're not going to hype it up. So
it's like an empty netter in hockey, though. That's what it's the equivalent, I think.
So it reminds me of when I was in high school and I was playing basketball. I was not good against the other guys because I was kind of skinny and short. But when I would play against the girls, man, I would wreck shop. So that's kind of So with all of the offense, you know, the pitching might go a little bit overlooked tonight, but we got to talk about the man of the hour, in my opinion, Carlos Rodon, who I finally learned how to say his name. Brewers got a run in the top of the first on the monster home run from Rhys Hoskins. But after that, he was filthy. He was very effective. Slider was the strikeout pitch today. He was getting it to dive down and into the right-handed hitters. They had no chance. Got some soft contact. Final line, six innings, two hits, one run, one walk, eight strikeouts. You see the numbers there on the season as we look at his season reel, beginning with tonight's start. He's made six starts. He's 2-1. He's got a 2.48 ERA, 30 strikeouts in 32 and two-thirds innings. So he's creeping up closer to that, you know, nine strikeouts per nine. You like to see him go above that. He had 12 K per nine in with the White Sox and with the Giants. So he's creeping up in that right direction. The whip is down to a very respectable 1.19. So I ask you, Terrence, is Carlos Rodon back?
Yes, I do think so. Also, something with Carlos Rodon that I've noticed, I feel like his starts have kind of gotten better and better with every time he gets out there. There's definitely been in a trend in the right direction with him. As you can see, that was really nice, that pitch. That I just looked at that on the highlight. Yeah. That was a really nice slider right there. But yeah, that pitch has kind of been his bread and butter so far. If he can be Carlos Rodon that we signed, and we're fingers crossed that Gerrit Cole comes back and he's Cole and he's healthy and all's good. That's a really, really good 1-2 punch. That might be one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball. Definitely top three, I think. You know, so if you're going to have those two guys pitching in that way, that really changes the complexion of the starting rotation. The pitching has always been a concern, but honestly, they've done a really good job so far, especially without Cole. Look, guys, if you're going to look at where the Yankees are as a whole, and basically no Cole and essentially no Judge because he hasn't hit, and you're going to tell me that they're pretty much battling for first place right now with the Baltimore Orioles, that's an enormous win. Enormous win. So you just have to consider when those two guys comes back, if Rodon's going to pitch this way, that potentially dangerous team there. Seriously. Couple additions here at the trade deadline to plug in some holes in the bullpen and stuff like that, get some more arms. But other than that, yeah, I am ready to declare that Carlos Rodon is, in air quotes, back, if you will.
Yeah. Mark MJ, Fisher says,
The Michael Jordan headline, I'm back, in air quotes.
I'm back. That was just his press release, said I'm back. Yeah. So Mark Fisher with the super chat says that Rizzo gives him panic attacks when running. Rizzo is just a horrible base runner. I got to agree. So we also saw the pitching debut this year for Jose Trevino. didn't go great, but gave up three runs, and the Yankees hang on to win a nail-biter. Take it away, Mr. John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
The Save Situation says, would love to hear your take on Trevino pitching. I'm actually angry about it. Save Situation is a guy who calls in all the time. I love your calls, man. Sometimes the connection isn't great, though. But I usually can make out what you're saying, but it's not always great for playing on the air. But I'm not pissed about Trevino pitching. I mean, he's saving the bullpen. He was just lobbing in knuckleballs. You know, he's a catcher, so he's got good reaction time. Somebody hits one back at him. I have absolutely no concern about that whatsoever. What do you think, TK?
Yeah, that game was over in like the sixth inning, so whatever. A game like this, I'd rather pitch a position player than burn out one of my bullpen arms, honestly. There's no need. There really is no need. So, And then we learned, what, right before the game that Ian Hamilton wasn't available yesterday because of soreness. So why even stress it? The game was over. You know, just throw Trevino. It's fun. It's kind of fun for him, too, to do it. So, yeah. You know, F it. Why not?
Yeah, I guess Michael Tonkin wasn't available to pitch tonight, so they went with Trevino. This is the game where you throw Tonkin when you're up 15-1, honestly.
Yeah.
But all right, so, you know, as is custom, we get a guest on here. You're not a guest anymore. You're the co-host here occasionally. But I'm going to let you pick the belt tonight, so who's it going to be?
It's definitely debatable, and there were multiple people that were deserving. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go with Mr. Carlos Rodon for the belt today.
I told TK he might get some booze for that one.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, that's cool. People can disagree.
Yeah, I've had my booze. I've taken my share of licks here. Yeah, the pick that I would have made probably would be Verdugo, 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs and the big 3-run home run in the first inning. That probably would have been my pick, but it would have been tough. I might have gone, if I was picking, co-belt. I might have even gone team belt because it was such a big team blowout. But hell, I'll take a Rodon belt. Look, as you said, he looks back. You know, if he pitches to a 2.48 ERA, which is what he's got this, you know, right now, this whole season, you'll sign up for that. That's what they're basically paying him for. You know, I forget what it was his final year with the Giants. I feel like it was like 2.48 or something, 2.46.
I think his final year was like his best year. I even remember it at some point in the season being like 2.24. Maybe not to end the year, but I do remember, like, you know, on MLB's Instagram page being like, Carlos Rodon with a 2.24 ERA so far this season. Guys, he's a good pitcher. He's a really good pitcher. I think injuries definitely derailed him last year. Him struggling, I think that has everything to do with him playing catch up. But he showed up to camp in unbelievable shape, ready to go, ready to play. I had confidence in him going in the season. But for all those people that are saying he should not have gotten the bell, because I'm sure there's some of that going on. The reason I'll explain myself is just because he gave the bullpen a much needed rest, and as you said, him being back, big factor of that in, because we're looking at this as a whole season, kind of through a whole season lens here for this belt pick.
I don't know, man. I feel like we got a false slate of electors here in the chat. They're
they get a call to ask for 20,000 votes in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Robert Ryan says that Rodon was pitching down in the zone, which is not classic Rodon. You know, that's a really good point. I'm used to him throwing the high fastball a lot. Seems like he's gotten away from that the last couple of outings. Even with the A's, he was going with more stuff kind of like down and into the righties, pitching more outside corner, not necessarily challenging up in the zone so much. So maybe it's just a matter of, you know, just redesigning his approach, you know, and maybe that's allowing him to be a little bit more successful. But let me ask you this. So let's say Carlos Rodon continues to pitch well. You know, he's obviously your number two. Nestor Cortez has been dealing. But you've got also Stroman. They're not going anywhere. But you've got two guys at the back end. Clark Schmidt, who throws you about 5 good innings, sometimes 5 1/3 every time out. And Luis Gil, who looks like Nolan Ryan sometimes. I mean, unbelievable. So let's say Gerrit Cole comes back in a month. right? It's April 27th. Let's just say June 1st, a month and a few days. And everything is basically status quo as it is now. Everybody keeps pitching exactly like they are now. Luis Gil is still pitching well, still getting a ton of Ks. Clark Schmidt still pitching well as he does and still going about five innings. What's your plan for the rotation?
It's a really tough call. Well, we're assuming here that the trend that they're on is continuing in the direction that they're in. So just with that in mind, I think I go with Heel in the rotation, moving Schmidt to the bullpen. Couple reasons for that. Schmidt, like, he's after the fourth or fifth inning, it just kind of starts to unravel for him. So if he were in that long relief role, I think he could be a really effective pitcher. We've also lost Johnny Lasagna for the year. He was supposed to be our two-inning guy. Maybe Clark Schmidt could be that two-inning guy and fill that role right there. So, and you're going to have Luis Gil in the rotation. Luis Gil is also younger, so keep that in mind. He's got more service years under control. And if you're going to develop, because I've said this before, but he has elite starter stuff. His problem is command and commanding his pitching, but he has elite starter stuff. If you can hone in some of those mechanics, some of those release points, different things like that, and you can get him throwing strikes and him giving you, I don't know, five, six innings of pitching like that he has, that he's shown us with the stuff he has, I really do think he can develop into a very nice pitcher for us. He has a lot of young Seve stuff in him, right? Like the live fastball, the quick breaking ball. Like I kind of see a little bit of that. Different sort of pitchers, but as far as the fastball, that's kind of where I think I'm getting that ideal, honestly.
There's a few interesting takes. So Finn Lodge says maintain a six-man rotation, which I don't think they'll do because that hollows out your bullpen a little bit. It's one less arm that you have in the bullpen budget. And then Robert Ryan says Heel starts, Schmidt finishes. So maybe you go, you know, five innings for Heel, and then bring in Schmidt for, you know, the sixth, seventh, maybe the eighth, and save the bullpen that day. You know, that's not really necessarily a bad idea either. So, I mean, I'm open to different ideas. I think these type of things generally work themselves out. Either somebody will be feeling something or need a break. Here's my guess. Here's just my prediction. When Gerrit Cole's ready to come back, if status quo is being maintained, they'll place somebody on the injured list with some kind of like phantom injury. Yeah. Even though you're not supposed to do that anymore, it'll be, you know, tightness in the groin or something that nobody really wants to get in there and check out. And we'll have somebody will get a couple of weeks off, and then they'll ease Gerrit Cole back in. And that's just kind of how it will unfold. That's just my prediction. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few more comments, a few more questions.
I got to get out of here.
Doug Rao, love his comments, says, Heel out of the bullpen in the postseason. Could be filthy. But again, I worry about the command. Finn Lodge says it would give everyone extra rest in the rotation. I don't want Heel pitching with extra rest. He's not good with extra rest. And I don't want Gerrit Cole pitching on extra rest because he doesn't like it. And, you know, I want him to be comfortable. Although, you know, maybe coming back from the elbow injury, that's something that they would want to do. So I'm not sure which way they're going to go. Tommy Higgs says, I know Verdugo was good tonight at cleanup hitter, but I feel like he should be the leadoff hitter. What are your thoughts on Verdugo at leadoff?
I'm not mad at it. Just entering the season this year, I was like in late July, early August, I'd like to see Volpe and Verdugo sort of switching off in that role, like righties versus lefties facing that day. Volpe's cooled off a little bit since moving to the leadoff. I don't really care. I think he's the perfect leadoff hitter just as a player, the way the player type is. And I want him to grow into that role because ideally he's going to be your leadoff hitter penciled in for the next 10 years. And that's what you want. Verdugo, yeah, he could be a leadoff hitter sometimes, but he's a guy who is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I don't know if they're going to re-sign him necessarily. I think they would probably only re-sign him if Stanton is gone for some reason, which probably won't happen. I don't think they're going to eat that contract. But yeah. With him, yeah, he could lead off, sure. But as far as the way the team is playing right now, I think he slots in better at the four hole just because he's swinging a hot bat right now. And he's swinging a hot bat, so I want guys on base for him to drive in some runs. You know what? You see where I'm coming from?
Final thought here tonight from me is Giancarlo Stanton's actually having a decent start. You see just the .298 on base percentage, but he's doing damage. He's got an .804 OPS, 6 home runs, 16 RBIs. Now, one of those obviously off of a position player tonight, so we're not 100% going to, you know, we're not going to throw a party over it, but he hasn't been terrible. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
He hasn't. No.
Appreciate it, everybody. Appreciate it, TK. Again, call in to the voicemail, 718-899-1068. We're rebranding it as Morning Yanks. It's been so popular that I kind of wanted to just take it up a notch, so we're going to do that tomorrow. Go ahead and call in with your thoughts. I'll be back tomorrow after the game with a post-game show. And then I think Ryan Garcia is supposed to join tomorrow night. I have to verify with him. And we're going to do just a little chat position by position, kind of get his takes on some of the metrics and so forth. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time.
See you guys.